Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Bears, Bengals. I think the Bears are going to win this game.
I will bet you on that.
What are we doing here?
Lunch.
All right.
I have been losing. Losing right now. Streak.
So your solution is to risk more and make things even worse.
You start chasing it, and every time you get your hands around it, you're full-footed backwards.
Nolan Kreutz, Jason Goff, and I made a wager. He thinks the Bears are going to beat the Bengals for what I think what say you?
These teams are down, but they've got a lot of talent, a lot of good football coming your way. The Bears and the Bengals.
No.
I think this is where it happens for the Bears. I think they will get back to trying to run the football.
Cohen keeps, gets another Bears first down, 29 more yards, and gouging the Bengals.
Hey, yo.
Ka-jingo. I made money on it.
I expect for Jordan Howard to have a big day.
It's Howard again. Touchdown is the signal.
Yeah.
Kapowza! I made money on that, too.
I expect for play action to work a couple of times to maybe Adam Shaheen.
Trubisky. Play fake to Howard. Gonna throw right corner of the end zone. Shaheen! Touchdown!
Oh, yeah.
Bam! Triple Kachingo. That one's gonna put my kids through college.
Gonna think I might know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I expect a 24-20, 24-17 kind of game out of them.
The Chicago Bears, led by Mitchell Trubisky, win it 33-7. They go 4-9.
You know what you should do? You should take a chunk of that and put it on the Jets.
Oh, yes, very funny.
I'm serious, we can't get hurt.
Oh, it's we now.
It's a short thing.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bears victory Monday. You heard it right here. I owe the crew lunch, and that's cool. I will be certainly happy to pony up and pay off my gambling debts. Jason Goff did the same over the weekend with his bizarro Kevin White bet that we kind of held him to like jerks, even though we knew he didn't.
1,310, right?
Yeah, he didn't completely mean it, but he went in hard for the sake of radio.
That's a chance for us to hang out, too. We don't get a chance to do that very often outside of awkward holiday parties.
It was a festive night at Gene and George Eddie downtown, and we all enjoyed giant slabs of meat and all sorts of fried potatoes and onion rings. And the wine.
I immediately handed the wine list to Dan because I didn't want him second-guessing my selection the entire damn meal. So I said, Dan, have the wine list. We'll handle the meat.
Do you have a lovely Alize? No, sir. No, we don't.
See? Why do I have to go to Alize? Why is that the only wine a brother had? A little bit.
You're Benny's guy. I love that story, started looked down his nose at you and said,
I see him quite often. Yeah, I can't wait to see him again for New Year's Eve because, you know, you got to make that Benny's pickup around New Year's Eve, get yourself something nice for the new year. As you say, you know, New Year's Eve, you know, drink good.
Drink better. Don't drink more. Yeah. Drink good. Better. Yeah. Right.
Send but that's not why you call. No,
so the Carson Wentz play, by the way, me thinking about the Bears, and it had me thinking about watching and getting all excited about Mitchell Trubisky's athleticism and watching the read option stuff.
As you should.
And seeing him keep plays alive. But the way this league works, and now the Doug Peterson and the Eagles are saying that they believe the leg went not on the hit, But before that, and that the laxity in the joint that showed up on the hit on the touchdown was only because of the instability that already existed after the ACL went. But boy, that was, like you say, and you mentioned, it's so NFL to see a freeze frame of quarterback a certain distance from a spot, or any player with the ball a certain distance from a spot. And then you understand how quickly an NFL defensive player can explode from a landmark to cover an area that you just don't think he's going to cover until he's destroyed you.
Yeah, and he didn't even get high load. Like right. that. He was set up for a really terrible high-low kind of incident. And the defender caught him on the it seemed like he caught him on the kneecap, and the other defender who went over the top was trying to inflict some punishment and kind of grazed him a little bit. But like you said, they figured that the thing went before that. So maybe on a lunge or maybe on the initial break out of the pocket. Mm-hmm. But Carson Wentz, it's crazy how your season can go from sugar to you know what in one play. We're talking about an 11-2 squad, a team that everybody thinks might.
That's the Mark DeRosa line.
Right.
Yeah, sugar to bleep.
The NFC leaders looking at a bye week. Now, Nick Foles is a capable backup, but he's not anybody that's going to endear that kind of confidence.
I like you coming to go to bat for Nick Foles today when it was those of us who are assuming that it was worst of the worst Nick Foles, and you shift that off to Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, Jeff Fisher.
But the more you get removed from Jeff Fisher, you realize that guy might have been scamming the NFL for 15 years.
Yeah, Case Keenum. Case Keenum's going to get MVP votes this year. He's going to be a top
Amazing.
Five or top six MVP vote getter, and he couldn't do anything for the St. Louis and then Los Angeles Rams under Jeff Fisher as well. I don't want to ever take certain parts of a guy's game away. Just refine them. Understand your game a little bit better. Understand that there's a war to fight instead of a battle, and I don't want people to get angry at me for using those
You're
kinds of terms.
You're comparing football to war.
Yeah, but understand that the 6 points that you and you don't want to take that aggressive nature out of a player, but having a better mind, a better decision making process, because now they're without Jason Peters and they're without their MVP candidate at quarterback. I like what Mitchell Trubisky does, but understand that there are guys on this level that are trying to kill you and get props for knocking you out of a game. I don't care how safe you want to talk about the NFL being. When you get over to that sideline, hey, 11 is out. We can eat now. Good looking out. Like those are the conversations that happen. It sucks that it had to happen. You look at the list. There is an all-pro team that is out right now in the NFL. And you talked about it earlier in the year.
Oh, the injured team.
It's ridiculous.
Would destroy the second
amazing.
Team drafted.
It's amazing.
Would destroy it.
It's amazing.
Some breaking news from the vertical. Indeed, LaMelo and LiAngelo Ball have turned pro. They have signed one-year contracts with the Lithuanian team Vytautas. They will report to the club in early January. So that is it for the amateur careers of LaMelo and LiAngelo Ball. They're going to play in front of a couple hundred people in that gym.
For $500 a month.
For maybe $500 a month.
If they pay you.
And not even in the top league, possibly in the secondary league, if the coach wants to play them. It's got to be reality television, right? Mm. If they're going to go live in Lithuania.
Good luck. Good luck.
Good luck.
I just think it's a major miscalculation and a major misstep.
It's awful.
Yeah, I don't. He knew that LiAngelo was the one that was going to have to, be behind the scenes. Somebody's got to be Taylor Griffin. I always like to make that joke. But LaMelo, there was hopes for him. There was hope for a young kid who, gets dropped into UCLA, plays a Pac-12 schedule, toughens up a little bit, gets himself around a weight room, and maybe you get yourself a rotational guard and having a long. Hey, guys, Howard Eisley played it for a long time. There are guys who can play in the NBA. You don't have to be a star. But having two sons in the NBA was the goal. Man, maybe it'll still happen. This is a circuitous route to take, though. I don't understand it.
This is Vernon on the score. Hello, Vernon. Happy Bears Monday.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You
got it.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the game yesterday. And I know people are, praising the offensive line. But taking into account that the Bengals were down several starters on the defensive side, and some things that I saw with the offensive line actually concerned me moving forward with the protection of Mitchell Trubisky.
Which ones?
And I honestly think that before they get a wide receiver. I know they need a wide receiver, and they need somebody to stretch the field who can catch, but they need a left tackle. They need to fix that line. They need to be able to protect him because it also helps when they're able to run, and that's like the engine of the offense. Now, they'll probably have another scheme next year, what have you, but moving forward, they have to protect him.
Well, Connor Williams is the kid that everyone thinks is the top left tackle in the draft, and that's before the draft process, the guy out of Texas. There's a couple of potential pro players on that Notre Dame offensive line as well. I don't know if it's a great draft for left tackle, so there might be a premium where the Bears are picking.
Charles Leno having been paid for that money, is he a better right tackle than Bobby Massey?
See, that's
and can he play inside as a swing player?
See,
is he a third tackle?
What we thought was needed for a right tackle, I don't know if that's true in today's NFL where you need the dancer's feet on the left side, you need a bulldozer on the right side. Like, I don't think offenses are right or left-handed as much as they used to be, where now those guys are interchangeable. And now you've got pass rushers on the right side of the defense as much as you have on the left side. I mean, Cameron Wake and those kind of guys have been making money eating up offensive tackles on the right side for a long time. So I wonder if Charles Leno has the anchor, if that is something that your future play caller needs. If he is, we are a right side, strong side, offensive team, this is where we're going to run the ball. Does Charles Leno have that kind of anchor? And you know, you and I have talked a lot lately about Ryan Pace and how you feel about him and how I feel about him, I think, are a little bit different. And the only reason I feel that way is 3 years, that's an eternity in the NFL to me. Now, I understand he didn't have much to deal with when he took the job, but John Dorsey just went to Cleveland.
He's got an opportunity with if you read off the picks that he has.
They got the most cap money in the NFL too. Joe Thomas
and
tweeted
the top pick, and they're going to have the Texans pick and like 3 seconds or
Joe
something.
Joe Thomas
right?
tweeted they are a ball of clay right now. Even with
planets
Miles
are smaller than balls of clay.
Even with is that Rakim?
Yeah.
Okay. Even with Myles Garrett and some of the, they spent money on the interior of that offensive line. This is why I say if your guy is out there and you're worried about the turnover and you just made this move. If your guy is out there and you believe in him, go get that guy.
I just don't
care
think
about
they
your relationship.
Have a guy. They barely know the names of the actual guys running teams in the league now, let alone having a prospect.
With Jimmy Haslam and his truck scandal that he's worried about right now,
and Tennessee Volunteers football,
and federal charges, and all the other things that are on his plate. You think he's a football guy? I don't know. I don't know if that's a yes or a no. All I know is somebody put John Dorsey in his ear, and he went and got him. And if you look at what 3 years, people act like 3 years in a long time. This guy's drafted Eric Fisher, who has played like a Pro Bowler after people were like, Central Michigan, number one pick overall, played like a Pro Bowler. Travis Kelce is arguably the best tight end in the NFL because of Gronkowski's availability issues. That's in his first draft. Eric Kush, a guy that we liked last year, that was a guy he drafted in the sixth round. 2014, D Ford, who I loved coming out of Auburn, people thought he was too small. Well, D Ford is a Pro Bowl alternate and has 10 sacks right now. You know, DeAnthony Thomas, a special team speedster.
Here's the thing, though.
Tyreek Hill, Marcus Peters.
It's fine, but you're...
You mean it's fine? These are names. Like, people talk about, what do you think is good drafting? That's good drafting.
Okay,
it can be done in 3 years.
Two questions. Do you have that guy in mind?
That's not for me to say.
I'm just asking, do you have a guy for whom you want to fire Ryan Pace?
Did you have Joe Maddon in mind before he became available?
I'm just asking, those
guys don't become available until they become available.
Right, I'm just asking, is there a guy in your mind that right now you say, if this guy comes available, I'm firing Ryan Pace and hiring this guy, that you think could reasonably become available?
Sean Payton, but they've had a turnaround season, so I don't know if he's reasonably available.
But that would be Pace
but that's
hiring
their job.
A guy.
That's their job to find that
now,
guy.
But that's my thing.
Like, what standards are we holding this team to?
Do you think George McCaskey's actively trying to replace Ryan Pace right now? I don't.
Is he active?
I don't think he is.
What's active?
Did you think
Sashi Brown was only going to get 1 year?
No, but Haslam's a much more hands-on, active owner. I don't think George McCaskey's making phone calls trying to replace Ryan Pace. I think Ryan Pace is the general manager of the Bears next year.
I'm not saying he isn't.
Okay, that's...
I'm not saying he isn't, but what I am saying is this thought that just because he's here and he drafted a quarterback, if a guy presents himself as the better candidate, oh, well, we can't do that because then the turnover will make you look like the Browns. Guess what? Brown's sitting prettier. And I disagreed with Hub last week when we asked him. Browns are sitting prettier right now than I think the Bears are with their situation of picks and with their open quarterback position. Their quarterback position is open. DeSean Kizer, mm-hmm. they don't feel as worked out. Yeah, whatever. Happens. You move on from that. They got the most money in the NFL, and they got a bunch of draft picks. You going to tell me that you wouldn't feel better about that than right now where you're turning over a young quarterback to a new offensive coordinator, a new coach, whether he has an offensive or defensive background, and still telling me that Ryan Pace, the guy who's built this nest around Mitchell Trubisky, some up, some down. The free agent stuff hasn't looked good. He told you Mike Glennon was a good quarterback.
Yeah, the point is I don't have a guy in mind where I say I got to get Ryan Pace out of here right now.
Or I didn't know John Dorsey was available either, though. That's the thing. This is what you're in the business
right,
for.
Right, but I'm telling you, the Bears are not going around shopping around trying to investigate a potential replacement for Ryan Pace.
I don't know that the Browns were. Do you?
I don't pay enough attention. I don't know people who know what's going on with the Browns as much as I know people who know what's going on.
I'm not married to anybody. It's been 32 damn years where this team hasn't won a Super Bowl. I'm not married to a guy's development or a guy's plan if I think that there is a better architect out there. I'm just not.
Yeah, I wish I knew that I did. I don't know who those architects are that are just all of a sudden on the market for you.
John Dorsey became available.
Yeah, but were you championing John Dorsey before?
What do you mean championing him? I didn't know he was available. That's the thing. That Chiefs thing that they put together is pretty solid, even though they've had their rough go of it this season. The reason why Andy Reid is winning is not because he's unlocked Alex Smith. It's because everybody around Alex Smith is damn good. That dude drafted Tyreek Hill when nobody would touch him and had all mm-hmm. the issues. That guy's looking like the steal of the draft where he was selected. Those are the kinds of minds that I want to see running my team instead of we've had too many let's see guys. We've had too many, well, maybe this will work out or give him a few more years only to turn it over to another dude who doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, the Bears don't have the same kind of institutional football knowledge that other teams do when it comes to knowing who's either available or who they would even want, which is why they have to hire Ernie Accorsi to tell him who they would want. I mean, they can't do it on their own.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know who the football people were with Cleveland. It looks like nobody for a long time, much like the Bears situation.
Segment brought to you by Volvo. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. It is Bears Monday, 312-644-6767. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we've got fresh sound from Cubs President of Baseball Operations Theo Epstein with thoughts on the acquisitions that they have made and where they stand so far. So we'll get the latest from the winter meetings coming up next on The Score.
Who's your favorite rock star? You're Prince.
Boss, Bruce.
Prince.
Bruce.
Bruce Levine.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now. That is absolutely the slickest way you have ever
670 The Score's Baseball Insider.
Chicago Cubs have signed Don Lester to a six-year, $155 million contract.
Covering the Cubs and Sox for over 30 years.
Does it excite you, scare you, all of those things that titillate you?
It is exciting. I don't know if it's titillating.
It's exciting. Bruce Levine with Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. He's on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine. He joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. What's the latest from the winter meetings, Bruce?
Well, you know from these things, Dan, how you go to these meetings and you get debriefed in a nice way, of course. And that's what occurred here as we talked to both Rick Hahn about an hour ago and then Theo Epstein a half hour ago about what's going on. You know, they tell you what they want to tell you, not necessarily everything you need to know, but certainly the information, you know, we get to use and bring out. And the first thing Epstein talked about was for the first time he's going on record and talking about what was going on with Shohei Ohtani and what occurred there during that process. We all know the Cubs did not get the player, and he went to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. But here's a little bit of Epstein about talking about the process and feeling pretty good about it, regardless of the fact that they didn't get the player.
Yeah, it was a real unique process and actually a really rewarding process, you know, because so many people in the organization work so hard to try to put ourselves in a position to land an impact player. And I'm proud of what we did. You know, I really wouldn't change anything about the process except the result. You know, we thought came together really well as an organization, produced an excellent document for the submission that got us a seat at the table with the final seven teams. And I thought we made an excellent presentation. You know, we probably had to overcome a couple obstacles that were beyond our control a little bit with geography and the lack of a designated hitter. And I'd like to think we made it a hard choice for him. But in the end, he made the right pick for him. And we certainly wish Ohtani all the best with his new team, the Angels. And thought it was a fair process run by CAA. And again, no regrets whatsoever. Except there was one tweet that's since been corrected, Morosi's tweet about the we didn't do a virtual reality presentation about life as a Cub. So
that's been corrected.
No, that one wasn't accurate.
Theo Epstein about an hour ago talking about the Ohtani attempt. He also went on, guys, to talk about how it brought his group together, and they spent a couple overnights actually putting this thing together quickly once they were told that presentations had to be made early last week in Los Angeles. And, you know, it was something that even though they failed to get the player, they all felt good about the process and how they put all of that together. Nonetheless, they've moved on from that. And as you've seen here since last Thursday, signing Chad Wood to a three-year deal, now waiting for Morrow's physical to be passed. He's not going to take it till tomorrow, so we won't get confirmation of that deal until late tomorrow. Once he hopefully passes that medical that he'll take, and they'll have somebody in tow to be either a ass-kicking setup man or the closer for next season.
Which top of the order position players have made themselves available, or their agents are talking about right now that the Cubs may be interested in?
Top of the order position players,
yeah,
as far as free agents.
Yeah, leadoff guys or a guy who may be, you know, up for a trade.
Yeah, we're hearing Jackie Bradley Jr.'s name.
Is there a
name?
Market out there for that?
I don't know any on the free agent market that really fit in where they're going. The rumor about Bradley and Boston and Schwarber is certainly out there. But I don't, Jason, I don't think that's the number one priority for them at this time. Pitching remains their priority. They'd love to add Cobb to the list of guys that they've acquired here in a short period of time. The agent's doing his due diligence, talking to three or four other teams. But, Cobb would be something that the Cubs would feel great about if they got three pitchers here without having to give up any of their position players on the 25-man roster. That would be great. And then probably hold back and wait for a number one, or, as you point out, something that's in need, a top-of-the-order hitter. Nonetheless, when we asked him that exact question, guys, Epstein said, we scored 838 runs, second in the league, without having a leadoff hitter last mm-hmm. year. So that's not a number one priority for us. We led the league in on-base percentage along with Colorado at .338. So he said he would take those 800 runs and go with it if he got that type of production again in 2018.
What is behind Kyle Schwarber's weight loss, and what's behind the way the weight loss is being sold publicly?
Well, that's interesting. I think it's interesting you point that out, because it is out there for people to consume, and people meaning the other 29 teams is what you're getting at, Dan. I think that's accurate. That he's slimmed down version, and that he's going to be able to play left field better because he's slimmed down. That was the purpose. Epstein talked about the fact that he and Hoyer talked to Schwarber about moving on and getting in better condition as far as being able to play the outfield and being more productive out there. They thought he was too slow and too lethargic, suggestion that losing some weight would be a good idea if he's going to play that position. And that's, as you pointed out, that's being offered out there for other people to look at in a not so subtle way. It's an advertisement that, hey, we got a guy here that's going to be hit you 30 to 40 home runs, had a bad first half last year, but he's going to be a better version of himself going into 2018.
Anybody biting on Avisail Garcia and or Jose Abreu? It does sound, again, like we wouldn't be hearing these names publicly if they weren't being shopped.
Yeah, and Rick Hahn's very honest about it. He's being very transparent, saying that the activity has picked up here and that it's been ongoing for a month in the conversations where people are trying to kick the tires on both Garcia and Abreu. And you guys are avid Twitter followers, so you will see that Boston has just put out some information from their group saying that Dave Dombrowski is moving away from maybe signing a free agent like Hosmer or, another one of the hitters out there right now, and that he might go the trade route. That would add more fire to the flame as far as the idea that Abreu is going to be much more attractive to a team like Boston. Boston, St. Louis, San Francisco, these should be all main players for sluggers and guys like both Abreu, certainly, and in the situation with the Giants, they're looking for outfielders, and Garcia would be of interest to them as well.
You got
to
think, though, when the Yankees pull off a move like Giancarlo Stanton, the Boston Red Sox faithful and probably people around that front office, around David Dombrowski, thinking, a little too quiet this offseason, especially with that magnitude of a move being pulled
off. It's forced them into mistakes in the past. Ask Theo about it, too.
No, I'm not saying it's a right or wrong thing.
They made some dumb moves because of exactly the pressure that you're talking about.
Julio Lugo and guys like that.
Carl Crawford.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, those are things that under other general managers at that point, but you're right about one thing in particular, that is the pressure in Boston to answer anything that the Yankees do, even though we're sitting here on December the 11th and we're far away from baseball being played. There is that pressure on Dombrowski to make sure that he answers that type of firepower that he's going to face 18 or 19 times when he has to face Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge in those lineups. So there is that pressure, and there's even more pressure when you're at these meetings and you're with your group of scouts, you're with your group of front office guys and your metrics guys all day long, and you just feel that pressure to get something done and have some answers. So it should be interesting. I think, it's probably a long shot that Abreu gets traded here in the next couple of days, but it's certainly not a long shot that he gets traded to one of these teams that are badly in need of sluggers and guys who are under contract control in a reasonable way for the next couple of seasons.
Bruce, thank you. We appreciate it. And know that if anything happens, you'll be right quickly on these airwaves with all the information.
Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
That is Bruce Levine covering the Cubs and the Sox and the winter meetings for us here at Sports Radio 670. When we finish up at 6 o'clock, Nicky the Kid is going to be leading you right up to DePaul against
Alabama
A&M. Anything happening in Alabama these days?
What do you mean? I know what you mean. Do you know that someone thought it would be a good idea to put him in an interview situation with a 12-year-old?
12-year-old girl.
Not Nick, by the way. No. Not Schepkowski.
No, but the old Judge Roy being interviewed in.
So I thought that would be a good idea. Like, you got to fire that PR person, whoever that person is. By the way, I understand they scored a lot of runs in the regular season, but I mean, the diversification of their portfolio is something I remember us talking about, not ad nauseum, but enough.
With Theo, too. Yeah. And Theo admitting that sometimes playoff series are different, and they jump up and bite you in ways you don't expect.
Who's going to be the 1-2 this year if they don't make a move? You got Benny. You got the out song being played every other, every other inning.
It's the walk back to the dugout.
What do I know?
They need to make the turnaround first and head back to the dugout music.
Never question the Oracle. I've learned my lesson.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You also mentioned that you try to be professional when it's an unprofessional circus at times. Can you elaborate on the unprofessional circus?
I mean, you guys are the media. You've seen what has gone on down there. So what I mainly meant was just no structure, no stamp of this is how things are going to be. It's a different direction every spring training. You got to learn something new every spring, a different manager every spring, every middle of the season. So that's mainly what I meant.
Listen to me. They make anybody and everybody over there. And the way that they do it, it's all up. Guys don't get their finger pricked. There's no sword and gun on the table.
Phil.
No, Al. Either it has meaning or no meaning. Shut it down!
Giancarlo Stanton with a little blocka blocka for his former franchise.
And we got a little Frank Vincent in there. What a way to finish off.
That means Brendan is somewhere around.
A Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on the Score segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. Transition brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Nikki the Kid's going to take over for a little bit. Maybe talk about that Giancarlo Stanton stuff.
Well, what preview can you give us before we get up out of here, Nick?
Yeah, the Stanton stuff is, I want to mention that at least until 7:30 tonight. And you talk about the disaster the Marlins are and what the heck, what is Derek Jeter doing? But also
favors.
Yeah, exactly. but guy that we were mentioning kind of during the commercial break there, Todd Haley, the way the Steelers went about this, and not to call it a full rebuild that they went through because they never reached the depths the Bears did in this, but kind of the philosophy they've used and, I mean, kind of done the Steelers thing where it's you can circle them for at least the divisional round each and every year, and looks like they're headed that way again.
Terrific team. A hell of a game last night. All right.
Guests. Let's thank them, shall we? Zach Zaidman, Eric Edholm, Rich Campbell, Bruce Levine.
That's all we needed today. And the video director, the guy that put the chat room on blast. I got Brian Gertz jumped in the chat room. He was the governor of the chat room today because there's some foolishness going on the chat room. Watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. Brian Gertz.
And then here's Brown with Humphrey, and that cost him 15 of the 18.
I don't know.
That's not fair, Tenny. That was two dudes letting the video speak for them. They're replaying what was a call that shouldn't have been a call, and they had no words
but
for it.
But he doesn't think that way because he's an audio guy, and he's thinking, how is this going to translate to the radio unfairly?
You are.
Stop holding Chris Collinsworth water like you always
do. You're right. I know, right? It's Tibbs, D-Rose, and Chris Collinsworth, I always say about me. Oh, my God. The guy that you will be hearing next, our executive producer, Nick Szepkowski.
John and Islip, what's up, John?
Quick proposal for you for Christmas. Maybe we get Giancarlo Stanton under our Christmas tree for the Yankees.
Why would you want him?
Because you need it.
Wait a second. You need him. How many home runs do you want to hit next year?
Well, let me give you the proposal.
Yeah.
Betances?
No.
Gardner?
No.
And two of the top prospects in there.
You already said no. I already said no to the first two guys. I'm not touching either one of them. The point is the Yankees don't need right-handed power. It's the last thing they need. Why would I need power? It's the one thing I don't need.
Why would you need power? Because it's always good to change a game with one swing. Ooh, sports pope. Smoking that sports dope, apparently. Ah, oh, God, our guy. This is just, he's a magical man. He's the Sultan of Sound, the audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
Mike Nugent.
That's it. Perfect. All right, Nick Szepkowski is coming up next. And then you got DePaul Buckets for Dan Bernstein and Nick and Chris Tannehill and Brian Gertz. I'm Jason Goff. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on a Bears Victory Monday. We will talk to you tomorrow right here on 670 The Score.
Thank you. That was great.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.